special episode because it is episode 25, which will close out the first full season of Dreamcast. And wow, what a ride it has been since I first started. And I think of that first day I started sitting in my car and I just said, I'm just going to record my first episode. And that began this journey of learning and sharing and gaining knowledge and sharing it with all of you who have followed me thus far. And I've been contemplating for a while what this last episode would be about, but I thought I would finish the season out kind of in the way I began, which was just talking and sharing my me. That's what got us here in the first place. So it's with a lot of mixed emotions that this year ends as I sit here at 11:13 p.m. on December 31st, 2020. Never would have thought that this year would bring what it has. Never would have thought a year ago things would be as they are now. Wearing masks everywhere and social distancing and vaccines and all of this stuff that this year has given to us. And obviously for those of you who know me or have been sharing with me here, knowing that my best friend would not go into 2021 with me has been something I don't really obviously look forward to, and it changes my whole perspective on so many things. And even if I look forward to another year, I don't really get into resolutions and things of that nature, because as a day changes, not much differs. But it is a time to be appreciative of what has occurred, and that can be a little hard to sift through when you think of a lot of the negativity the year has held. But there have been some enjoyable moments this year, as I was able to have my interview with a music group, well, a musician as part of a music group that I so highly valued most of my life. That was such a blessing for me, and such a beautiful way for me to use some of my talents, connecting with different people. Because of the pandemic, people that I may have connected with only through text, FaceTime, and video calls became a lot more prevalent, and it wasn't something that I truly enjoyed before if I didn't really, really know you. So that has been something interesting in ways that we've been trying to gain some connection in the disconnect, and I think that's been something that a lot of us have enjoyed, is connecting with people on a different level. I think that a lot of the my episodes have touched on a lot on relationships, and I think that I tend to focus on that a lot because relationships are the core of everything, whether it be business, friendship, love, parent, child, sister, brother. I mean, everything is a relationship. You have a relationship with your money and how you spend it and what you save it for. You have a relationship with yourself. You have a relationship with your all different things. I mean, so I tend to focus on relationships with others. I think relationships between people has always interested me, and how we interact with others and the things that we learn and share and grow in knowledge of as we get to learn those we share with is very interesting to me, and I think it's such an important part of life. And our childhoods play such a big part of that, because our relationships with our parents help form and or not form, but definitely affect our relationships in our future lives. You guys can hear the fireworks in the background probably. Anyways, so I think certain things about my childhood and certain lacks in my relationship, more so with my father, and how that has affected my current life, is what makes me really delve into relationships and really want to get to the core of what helps counter the lack that I felt, and what helps heal those kinds of things. And a lot of the work I've already done, but it always surfaces in some way. All of the things that we have experienced in our past always surfaces in some way. But the experiences that I've had as a child, are not things that I've wanted to carry into my adulthood anymore. And so it's important that, you know, you take the time to explore that, address it, learn from it, and heal from it, so that it isn't carried through, but grown out of. And so I try to share things that I think others will relate to, others can resonate with. And it's also kind of like a letter to myself when I write, or like when I speak. It's like me also talking to myself. And as I hear myself talking outwardly, I'm giving myself advice. It's like looking in a mirror. But obviously sharing it with you all that are listening right now. And so I just think that it's important that we all feel that we're not alone in things. And there's always something we can relate to with others that helps us, or can help us connect with each other through these waves of sound, because that's really all this is. And yet we can feel that kind of connection in words, because language is so important. Words are so important. You know, we make contracts with them. We seal deals with words. Words make and break things. So all of what I'm saying is just words, you know, formulated from experiences and ideas and thoughts and things of that nature. I hope that the future brings peace and calm. That's really what I seek in life, and for those that I'm close to and any I come into contact with, because something that I think a lot of us lack, even when we can sometimes seem on the surface to be okay, is just a sense of peace and calm. And I want that in any interaction I have. I think that a lot of, again, my childhood was so surrounded by survival because of where I lived, because of having to be so independent that and I still am that way now, but the enjoyment in relaxing and able to have someone else take the lead is something that I look forward to, where I can kind of take a back seat to having to always be independent. And so I tend to, I think, gravitate to others who can sometimes take that stress or control off of me. And my closest friendships and relationships of different kinds have taught me that. Although in my profession, have a lot of autonomy and a lot of decision making that I get to do, and that still allows me to be a leader as I tend to be, as I always have been. But when I have taken that hat off, I enjoy kind of just relaxing and kind of just being in my own kind of zone. And if I am interacting with others, I really enjoy when I don't have to be the one to always make the decisions. That's always been, I think, something I seek in life. A lot of my Dreamcast episodes have talked about flags, green and red in relationships, things that we should look for and should turn away from when they show their faces. And those are things that I think we all can put to practice and apply, because I think that sometimes we gloss over things that we really should take into account and see if they really resonate with us. But also to give things a chance and try to help things reach better places, but know when that's not just not gonna work and not gonna happen. I'm trying to go through different Dreamcast episodes in my mind and think of all the things that I've talked about to try to recap all that has gone on. Conversations about what else? Man, I really can't think of any right now. Part of that is also my brain is pretty tired from last few days of work being crazy as they are. But again, like I said earlier, just relationships in general, and making sure that our connections are truly connections that are fit for us and our needs and our wants and desires, and making sure that we're vocal about what we want, but also open to seeing in a different way. And I think that's something I've expressed earlier, that obviously I have things that I want in a certain way, but being open to seeing how others show you their care, show you their love, because we're not all going to love and care the same way. So being open to that is important, because the difference in us is what makes us us, and it's what makes us drawn to another, because we're drawn to another because they're them. And so it's important to allow them to be that, even in their interactions with us. And that's something I do wish to grow more into, while holding on to certain things that I do have standards for and expectations of. And I, from what people that I've talked to, I think that's something a lot of us can relate to. It can be hard for some of us that are very giving and love to love. And we can want to be loved how we love, and it makes us happy when we feel that. But also giving people the freedom to be themselves, we have to have the freedom, give them the freedom to love us as they love us. Nothing wrong with letting people know what we like, and I'm an advocate of that. But also, again, the balance and letting them do them and show us how they feel. I wish everyone a happy, healthy life, tomorrow, sleep, year, decade, everything. 2020 has made history, and all of us listening, all of you listening and me talking, shows that we have made it to here, December 31st, 2020, and I hope we all can continue on leading happy, healthy lives and doing what makes what makes us happy, whether that be your art, your creativity, more opportunities to do what you love and be with those you love. And that's one thing I do want to say that I didn't think of this, but if anything this year has taught us is to value, truly value those that are special to us, because you never know when they're going to be taken away. You never know when your moment is over. So cherish the people you love. Tell them you love them. Hug them when you feel it. Don't think twice. Call them when you want to speak to them and to hear their voices and share special things with them. And don't be afraid to connect with new people. And you never know what relationships can form, what beautiful friendships can be had, and how much of others we can gain. Value your time and your energy. Do what you want to do while you can do it in the moment you can. And appreciate each other. Appreciate yourself for getting through what we have, and celebrating your wins and being free to make choices that can better your life and situations. Thank you for listening to this episode of Dreamcast, and I wish all of you a positive energy night.